FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ Community Music, bringing you Pat Barrett's Better and Switchfoot, Hope is the Anthem. Good morning at 720.
Hey, good morning. Weather-wise, fog this morning. It's cloudy out there. We will have a chance of showers later this afternoon. The high reaching 68, 58 on the overnight with clouds and showers, moving into a equally rainy day tomorrow, but warm, up to 71 degrees for your Thursday. It is currently 53 here at the Junction Center.
And this morning, our special guests from Ease the Burden, Mindy, Sean, and Jack are here. Good morning again, everyone.
Good morning,
Fred and Annie. How are you?
Now, don't be confused. Mindy is here.
You do hear her voice.
Yes. Today, she's here as part of Ease the Burden. Tell us about Ease the Burden.
Yeah, Ease the Burden, the simplest way is we feel a need to have a storehouse of funds available. As it said, you know, Joseph did in the Bible, had this storehouse of funds that we can then get to the working middle class who might not qualify. They might have make just enough money that they don't qualify for other
help.
Things that are
right.
in place. So we'd like to come along them and help with any unexpected health, housing, or hardship needs. And we can only do that through a partnership network that we like to call our family, that we can get these funds quickly. That's the thing. We want to get this to them fast because you can't wait on a bill sometimes. So we're looking for providers to help come along and fill that storehouse. Right, Sean?
And Sean High is with us. He's the executive director this morning with Ease of Burden. Good morning again, Sean.
Good morning,
Great
friend.
To have you here, buddy.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, as Mindy mentioned, we're looking to fill the storehouse. And ultimately, we can only do that if people are generous and mm-hmm. help us out and give some funds. You know, one of the things that we're trying to stress with this is we have people obviously in need that we're looking to reach. And Jack can talk about our partners in a little bit. But it's also a way for our providers to be blessed through this, to be able to find needs. So we'll find the needs for them through our partners. And then we can get the funds to them, and it's a way to help people of faith, and that's who we're reaching out to, our fellow believers, to be able to help fund this, and we'll help the people of faith find and meet the needs of the local community. And that's one of the things that we're stressing here is this is local. This is Lancaster County. Mm-hmm. If you go to our website and you look at our logo, it's Lancaster County. So that is where it's staying here. You know, if you're generous and give, which we would love if you come to our website and give, of course, but the funds are staying here.
Go to etblancaster.org and help fund meeting the needs of the local community, which is awesome that you guys are staying here and staying local. I think that's great. Also with us this morning, Jack Herr is here. And Jack, good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Nice
so,
to be here.
So Sean talked about the funding and the need for our listeners to help provide funds, but you're also looking for churches to help provide
Correct.
Those who are in need. Tell us about
right,
that.
Right, and the churches, we're calling our partners. They're at the grassroots level mm-hmm. because we're about helping people of faith meet community needs. And who knows the community better than churches and like-minded organizations?
Right.
So that's what we're looking to find is people that are in touch with the needs, but many times don't have the funds mm-hmm. to get those needs fulfilled. So that's very important. We want grassroots organizations, churches, like-minded organizations to join us and partner with us. That's why we use the word partner, because we want to complement everybody. We don't want to compete with other mm-hmm. organizations. We want to complement everybody and work together to serve the Lancaster community better.
And I know that's kind of surprising to some people. I know we've talked to some nonprofits, and it's really you want to come alongside.
Oh, wow.
And we do. So the idea is there's a lot of gaps in there. So you might have, you know, example might be the small church. So the small church, they have a staff in place. They have they're plugged into the community. They just lack the resources.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you, as the average listener out there, know about this resource, you know, this need? You're not going to. But that's where our local partners come in. They know about the need. They just don't have the funds.
Right. And you guys are trying to match
Absolutely.
The two together.
Trying to bring the two together.
And once again, Mindy, they can visit you online to find
yes.
out about being a partner or about helping
yes,
to fund.
Yes, we're online. We have a lovely webpage, etblancaster.org, which is run by Lori High. She has it up and running. We also have an Instagram page, and we're on the Facebook, so we're all over the place. Please check us out and just help us fill this storehouse so we can meet needs. It might be your neighbor. Your neighbor might have a need, and you don't even know it.
So go to etblancaster.org, or if you want to go to Facebook or Instagram and type in Ease the Burden, you'll find him as well. Everybody, thanks for being here
today.
Thanks, Fred and Annie. Thank you.
Great having you. Newsboys, back to music. This is God's Not Dead.